This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Diane Seuss, author of Frank Sonnets and Still Life with Two Dead Peacocks and a Girl, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Allison Bennis-White reading Description of Symptoms. Now my hands buried in my hair, resting on piano keys in the back of my head. This is the music I am playing through my mind, a dark room singing a song that will not have children. Lying on the floor tonight, snowflakes cut from paper laid over my eyes, a hand carved from wood laid over my mouth. If the truth is the thing you must not say, I will speak for the vase as it falls. It is better never to be at all. A hand on the back of my head made of glass, my love, my eyes filled with wire, life. Once I watched a bird's shadow cross a field in the wind, a black hat that would not stop tumbling. My eyes are sore from seeing, my lips from speaking. How a ribbon curls when pulled across a scissor's blade. I am practicing transformation pain. How the dark hair of imagination uncut grows down to the floor. What is left but to make a world? A war, or a landscape in which to stay alive, ghost flower, house of breath, another wish, language drilled through ice, through my life. If grief is love with nowhere to go, this is my mouth turning into snow. This is somewhere. About this poem. This poem was written after filling out medical intake forms for a doctor's appointment last year. I was grieving a friend who had ended her life, and I was experiencing symptoms I could not quite articulate. The poem surprised me with its ending, reminding me that language is a place for love to go.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.